Today, my daughter Salish attempts to survive 24 hours in the world's tiniest elevator.
It's so boring.
And if she succeeds, I will buy her dinner wherever and with whoever she wants.
Oh, I know who I want to bring to dinner.
She will have to complete 10 challenges to earn prizes.
What?
That will make it easier to stay overnight. Starting with world's tiniest ball pit.
What? What, Dad?
Come on in, everybody.
Whoa, what am I doing, Dad? What the heck?
There is one purple ball in there, only one.
And if
you can find that one purple ball in the next 2 minutes, you get to decorate your elevator like it's your own bedroom. Oh, okay.
Ow, I think that's good.
Good luck, Say. 2 minutes starting right now, Say.
Yeah, this is awesome. Yeah.
She's having fun in there. I'm right here monitoring everything in the dining room, and Salish is just right over here in the elevator. I have to whisper sometimes so she can't hear me. There are thousands of balls in there and only one of them is purple. No way she can find it in 2 minutes.
Woo!
I can't even see her.
This is so fun!
You gotta find one purple ball in the next 90 seconds or else you don't get to decorate the elevator.
Oh, there's too many, Dad!
We have 5 cameras set up in the elevator, so I'll be able to watch everything on this monitor. And if I wanna talk to her, I'll use this microphone.
Not on that side!
Salish, 60 seconds! If she steps foot outside of that elevator for the next 24 hours, she automatically loses and has to buy me dinner wherever I want to go with whoever I want to bring. So she's going to be spending all of her savings on me and my friends. Obviously, there's an exception. If she has to use the bathroom, she gets a lifeline.
I don't think I'm ever going to find it.
30 seconds, Salish, what? Hurry up. She's not going to do it.
Wait, is this it?
Oh, she found it. How did you find it?
I saw it.
Needle in a haystack, literally.
Dad, hurry up, I got it. Whoa, oh wait, I can't come out, right?
You can't come on out, come on out.
No, it's okay.
There's thousands of balls and she found the one purple one. Ugh! You can get out real quick, I can clean this out quicker.
No.
Real quick.
No.
Okay, that was too easy. I've got some really good challenges coming up next. They're gonna be even harder, but I thought I might win on that one. Here's a bunch of stuff you can use to decorate your elevator for the next 24 hours.
Thank you.
Good luck.
So I guess I'm decorating my elevator into a bedroom now.
How did she find this one purple ball in this sea of color?
This is a huge carpet, bro.
I have the most scary challenge for Salish coming up later. Wait until you see it. I got one of the scare actors from Knott's Berry Farm dressed as a clown who's already scared her there.
Oh my God.
To come here and terrify her later tonight. And if that doesn't get her to run out of the elevator, nothing will.
Ow! A magazine. Love reading. Some oat milk. Ah! Some coffee and a teapot. I don't know why I would need a mirror because there's a huge mirror right there. Oh, this is low-key good. I might steal this and put this in my actual room. Some Icy's. What the heck? Oh, so scary. I guess the light turns off in here.
Salish, you want to stop chomping that gum all over the place? Get that gum out of your mouth.
Nah.
I can't have 24 hours watching you chomp gum.
Womp womp, does it look like I care?
Did she just womp womp me? I hate womp womp. Time for me to set up the next challenge. This is Sophia, and she's dating one of these three men. Salish is gonna have to play guess the couple in the elevator, and if she doesn't get the right couple, all 4 of them are staying in the elevator with Salish for the rest of the day. I just want you to walk in, stand there, and don't say anything. Let it get awkward.
What should I do now? I think I should take a nap.
Say, you ready for your next challenge?
Yep. Oh, hi. Dad, what's the challenge? Hi. Oh, wait, what? Dad, what are you doing? Hi.
That's so awkward. Salish, Sophia is in the elevator with you and she is dating one of the men. You have to play guess the couple.
Okay.
If you can't guess who she's dating, then they will all stay in the elevator with you for the rest of the day.
Oh, wait, what?
I know you're gonna quit if that happens. So if you don't get this right, you're basically losing and I get to dinner anywhere I wanna go. Good luck.
Who are you dating?
I'm not allowed to tell you.
Sophia, do you wanna hug each person?
Sure, start with Azariah, Xander, Julius.
Oh, I don't think it's Julius.
Sophia gave an awkward hug with her boyfriend to throw Salish off.
Do you know what the person's favorite color is?
Yes.
Azariah, what's your favorite color? Whisper it to me.
I'm closing my ears and closing my eyes.
In 30 seconds, you have to eliminate the first person you're sure is not her boyfriend.
Okay, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? Bro.
It's getting super hot in there. If she doesn't guess this couple right, she is going to quit. I'm positive of it, and I get dinner.
What's your boyfriend's favorite color?
Blue.
Okay, hug each person again.
Start with you this time.
10 seconds.
Okay, I'm gonna eliminate Xander because the hug was kind of awkward.
You have one question and you have to eliminate one more person.
What was your first date?
That was a smart question.
All right, what was the first date?
We went to Mel's drive-in and we danced to some music.
I'm gonna eliminate Azariah because they did not think they had the same first date. All right, bye.
Yeah, I'm officially single, man.
Please tell me you guys are dating.
Yeah, we're dating.
She got it, no.
Nice to meet you guys. Yes, I got it.
Oh, that was my best shot. Okay, I've got some really good challenges coming up next. They're gonna be even harder. Salish is a restless kid, and I think she does way too many activities every day. So I have challenged her to do absolutely nothing for 24 hours.
Oh, perfume. Well, does this perfume smell good? Oh, now I'm stuck with it.
You're trapped in it. Why don't you open the door, get some air, and leave?
No, Dad, these pictures are so bad.
The pictures are great. They're memories.
Yeah, of my family.
Right, the most important people in your life.
No, my friends are.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I love you.
Aw, I love you too. Did everybody hear that? Replay it.
I love you.
Aw.
Now I'm just gonna set these LED lights up. Guys, Vecna is here. I'm gonna put all those under the chair. One, I think I might change it to pink. I like pink.
That's cool looking, actually.
It's like purple.
I would have thought she'd hang it up around the elevator.
Now I'm gonna put butterflies. Oh, that's cute. You guys are probably wondering why we even have this elevator. It's for old people like my parents. When they have to walk up the stairs, they can get up because my dad's getting really old, so he's gonna start needing this soon.
I'm gonna show you something. Look at that, you think I'm old?
My dad's running up the stairs right now.
Does this look old to you?
Yes, it does.
I'll just keep doing it forever. You can cut, Sandy. So much for the old jokes, huh? I'm not tired. I've got more prizes waiting for, including a bed, but the challenges are gonna keep getting harder.
Oh my gosh, this is so boring. I've only been here for like 45 minutes.
She's not gonna make it 23 more hours, are you kidding me?
Let's try and make some coffee. Can I put spoonfuls of coffee in it?
She's making coffee?
Then what you do is you let it steep. I know that word.
Are you making cold brew?
Yeah.
She's got it all decked out in there and she's making coffee? She might be able to make it after all.
Did I cook with that? Now I'm gonna add my oat milk.
That would be a me thing.
Ugh. Let's add some icy stuff. Blue raspberry.
Ooh, she added blue stuff?
Ugh! Ew, that's disgusting. Bro, there's nothing to do in here.
That blue stuff is for an ice cone.
Oh, it's making it into smaller ice.
Sayla's just doing a great job. She's a teenager. She's in a tiny room all by herself with no screens. I'm impressed.
There we go. Finished product. Just tastes like ice. Like, I can't taste the syrup. I'm so tired, and I really want my phone.
2 hours, no phone. That's a win for me.
Let's try reading this magazine. Oh, wow. Ugh, I don't know what else to do. Dude, there's nothing to do in here.
It's so boring.
Could you use a little Starbucks to wake you up?
Yes, I'm so tired.
This is a bunch of money.
I can see.
And we're gonna blow fans, and all this money is gonna be blowing in the air.
Okay.
However much of it you catch in 30 seconds, you can use to buy Starbucks.
Okay, I really want Starbucks.
But you gotta catch it in the air. If it lands on the ground, and then you get nothing.
Okay, okay.
Are you ready?
I need Starbucks
okay.
right now.
Cue the fans.
Oh. No, not my hair.
I knew it.
My hair.
This is all fake money. You got 30 seconds starting right now. Go.
Oh my God. It's so hard. Where is it?
She's not getting any money. You're not going to get anything with your eyes closed, Say. You only have 10 seconds. Oh! That's awesome. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Cut the fans. Oh, how's that hair doing?
Stop.
Let's see how much money you got. Here, come here. Show it to me here. That was so close. Sayla's just finished cleaning the money out of her tiny room and counting the money she had left. How much is it?
$31.
You can have any of these items. A pink drink.
That's a strawberry outside your fresh.
A mocha in the new holiday cup.
Actually, I love mochas.
She knows. I hope she doesn't pick it so I can drink it. You could buy a brush.
Oh, I can buy my hairbrush back. Yay.
chocolate croissant, which you love because you get it every day we go there. My books, and then some big things. VR will entertain you for 24 hours, but that's all your money. And this is all over TikTok shop. It is a neck massager. You can afford any of them.
Let's try this.
Wait,
it smells good.
What was that? You can't drink something and then have somebody else.
You didn't say that. I might buy the Vision Pro with my 30.
You're not gonna have any Starbucks?
No.
Aren't you gonna get hungry or thirsty in there?
I just hydrated.
You're going with Apple Vision Pro?
Yep.
Okay, you have $1 left. Fortunately, both of my books, which are available on Amazon, are only $1 each. On Amazon, they're more expensive.
I would rather not be looking at the word Jordan Matter.
She's literally on the cover of this book.
Nah.
Sandy, cue how awesome this book is. Right? That's a beautiful book.
That's okay.
All right, so here's your Apple Vision Pro.
Oh, thank you.
Enjoy being there
and
enjoy
it. Thank you so much.
What? No, hey, give me that. say, what? What was that? She just ate the whole croissant. Dude.
Let's unbox this Apple Vision Pro.
This will actually entertain her. It was pretty smart.
So I got it for $30 and normally it's like really expensive. It's probably like $1,000.
Best news of the day, she didn't pick my favorite drink.
I think it might've been used once or twice. Hudson. Ow, do I look stupid? How do I get it on?
You have about 20 hours left to figure out how to use that Apple Vision.
Bro, what the heck? Why is it not working?
She left the cover on.
Oh, that was my bad. Ah. It says encounter dinosaurs, start. I want to catch the butterfly.
Anybody remember the one time I did VR and Sailors decided to push me off a cliff?
No!
Oh, no! What just happened? But at least I got a hug out of the deal.
Sorry!
I don't ever want to do VR again!
Whoa. Okay, there's two dinosaurs and I think they're gonna fight. Oh, guys, both of them are looking at me.
Sailor's about to have a mini jump scare on this VR, but not as bad as the jump scare she's gonna get at the end of the day if she stays in this elevator.
Oh God, it's looking at me. Oh God. Oh, one's coming at me. Oh no, oh no. Whoa! Oh my God. Oh.
Did she fall out?
I didn't step out.
Replay, was anybody filming? Oh, that was so close. She almost fell out of the door with a jump scare and I would have won.
I didn't step out, but that was scary.
I've got a great plan to get her out. She's gonna fall for this for sure. Sailish is in the elevator for 24 hours, but I wanna get her out so I can win the competition. What I need you to do is pretend that you're here at the house.
I can do that.
So I'm gonna put a microphone up to my phone and then she's gonna think that you're talking to her from inside here and she's gonna come out to see you because she's just bored out of her mind. Right now she's, I don't know what she's doing, but she's bored. She's gonna come out in a second and then I win. I'm gonna pretend that I'm letting you into the house. Hey, come on in. Sailish, I have somebody here that came over that wants to say hi.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Sailish.
Hello.
I'm at your house and I really want to hang out with you. You should come out.
Peyton?
Yes, it's been so long. Come see me.
I don't know if I actually believe she's here.
No, I'm here. I promise you should come.
We're right here. Just come on out and see her.
Then open the door and show
me. Yeah, I'm literally right here. Just come.
Then open the door, Dad.
I can't open the door. That's not part of the challenge.
I don't actually know if she's here, but I miss Peyton, so let's see.
Sailish, are you coming?
Yeah, I'm gonna open the door.
Wait, Sailish! Sailish, actually don't come. It's just a FaceTime call and I really want you to win. Team Sailish!
No, what?
Oh wait, really? Okay, thank you, Peyton.
No, that was a joke.
I don't think that was a joke.
Sailish, I was just joking. I'm right here.
Dad.
It's me, Peyton. I'm right here. We had you.
Yeah, I was about to come out. I miss Peyton.
What if you just come out and you and I get on a plane and we go to see Peyton right now?
I kind of have school tomorrow.
That was so close to working.
My origami looks so good.
What the heck?
Well, I'm Team Sailish. We're like besties. You think I'm just gonna go behind her back and help you win? If she wins, you know she's taking me to dinner, right?
You and like 1,000 other people. I'm so stressed out about this. It's gonna cost $10,000.
I'm so good at origami. Homemade fortune teller.
Why isn't she leaving? Oh my God, I just actually fell asleep. Was I snoring? If I snored, will you cut it out? This next challenge is the biggest one yet because this earns Sailish an amazing dinner. She's gonna have 5 chances to flip this bottle into this square. If she gets it, this is what she has for dinner.
Oh.
pretty awesome. If she doesn't get it, she gets a salad. You hungry?
Yes.
If you can flip this bottle and land it in the square, you get 5 chances. You're gonna get the best dinner you can imagine inside an elevator. Ready? You got 5 chances. You landed it, but out of the box. Oh. For dinner, it's so good. This dinner. Oh!
Bro.
For the win! Oh! So close! This is it. One last chance.
Okay.
For dinner! Oh!
Hey. Oh. Oh. Let's go!
You got it! On the last try!
What's the dinner?
This is exciting. It's gonna be a little tight in there, though.
Guys, look, this is actually crazy.
Hibachi in an elevator? That's fun.
The vegetables are going on. They look so good. Whoa, that's so cool.
She might quit. It's a little tight in there. And he's throwing things around and might freak her out.
Whoa. He's so close and the food looks really good.
This is the best hibachi in LA. It's also the most expensive. If he was doing a full spread for like 10 or 12 people, this would be stupid expensive. Luckily, it's just one person.
Salish's food reviews. Zucchini?
I don't know if putting a chef in her elevator was the best way to get her to quit, now that I think about it.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Actually crazy.
Oh, Salish, the spatula just hit you.
Oh, wow. No, I don't care. You're good.
I told him to do that. Totally safe. It's not sharp or anything, but I thought she would freak out. She's just chilling in this elevator today.
By the way, he just left for 30 seconds. He's a pro, and I know my dad probably told him to, but he's dropped things 2 or 3 times, and I'm really scared.
She could stay here. She could enjoy her food. Absolutely doesn't matter, because I got something so big and so scary coming up. She's gonna quit.
This is so much fun.
It wasn't supposed to be that much fun. I mean, I want her to quit.
I've done hibachi in my backyard, and I did it with Nidol, so that was pretty cool, too.
That was this year, but they look so much younger.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye.
I'm not quitting this round.
12 hours into the challenge, still no screen, except for the VR. Sales, she's in the elevator. She's probably super bored. She hasn't gotten any exercise, so I have a plan for that. Anna McNulty. First, we're going to freak her out. I want you to get into this suitcase.
Does she know I'm going to be in here?
She doesn't even know you're here.
Are you serious?
And then you're going to deliver these things to her. She's going to really want this holiday blanket. She'll flip out. PJ, she'll flip out. And a pillow. She needs all this to last all night.
Isn't she going to be scared with a random person in the suitcase?
Yeah. That's the point.
Okay.
This is great.
Guys, I have so many creative ideas in here.
Are you good?
I'm good.
This is what you're giving Salish if she completes the challenge. Here we go. I leave that open.
Yeah, that's good.
Come here, just see what I'm seeing.
This is so roomy in here.
Ready for your next challenge?
Uh-huh.
There's something you really want in this suitcase. I'm just gonna lay it down here for you. Okay, have fun.
Okay, well, there's a suitcase here. Let's open it. It's in there. Oh my God, Anna! My gosh.
Hi, Salish.
Hi.
This is gonna be fun.
I brought you some gifts. I know you love holiday blankets.
How do you like the new holiday blanket?
It looks good.
Are you wondering why Anna is dressed as a cheerleader?
Yeah, a little.
You're gonna need that blanket, pillow, and pajamas to make it through the night, right?
I guess.
So in order to earn that, you and Anna have to choreograph a cheer routine in the elevator, and then you're gonna be judged on it.
Okay.
You have 10 minutes to choreograph a cheer routine.
I already have some ideas. Ready?
Oh, really? Okay. What if you kick that way?
And I go like
Yeah, like that.
It takes days to choreograph a good cheer routine, and they have a football field to do it on. This is the world's tiniest elevator, and they have 10 minutes. So I think I'm about to win dinner.
Hi, V, and then both kick.
Kick.
And we're gonna do some arm motions. What do you think? Like this?
Stand?
Yes, just like that.
Anna, don't drop my kid.
She's going to be fine.
It's cheer, so you have to do a cheer.
Go, team, say, Lish.
We have a professional cheer judge coming, and I told her, don't take it easy on them just because they're in an elevator. Here are the categories. I want to let you know how the cheer judge will be scoring you.
All right.
Kicks and jumps.
Okay, we got that.
Crowd leading skills. Cheer motion technique, dance technique, and overall impression.
All right, I think we just need to add a jump.
Oh, and you have 7 minutes.
What if we did a ripple? The whole elevator is shaking right now. 3.
I'm gonna just put my feet up and win dinner.
Should we practice it one more time?
You have 3 minutes left.
Wait, let's practice it one more time.
She can stay in there as long as she wants because I have a trick up my sleeve. And that trick is a terrifying clown. V, 30 seconds.
One more time. 5, 6, 7, 8. Go team Salish. We got that for sure.
Salish and Anna are gonna have to score 40 out of 50 or above to win this round. If Salish wins, she gets lots of stuff that will help her sleep the night. A blanket, a pillow, and pajamas. 10 seconds left.
2, 3, 4.
Stop, time for the judge.
You got this.
This is Tanya. She's a professional cheer judge.
Next up on the floor, team Salish.
Let's do this. You got it.
5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Go team Salish. 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Team Salish.
Hey, wait. Girls, I've never seen anything like this.
You have to judge this by professional standards.
Dad, we're kind of limited in this small space. It's not like we could do a full tumbling pass.
And we only had 10 minutes, and usually cheer teams have an entire season.
Your kicks were good, but your jumps were not proper jumps. Your arms could have been cleaner.
But we had to bend our arms because we're in an elevator.
I'm sorry, when you're doing cheer, do the cheerleaders talk back to
but
the
Dad,
judge?
Look, I
never.
Can't.
You should just disqualify them for talking back. Disqualify them.
Are you talking to me right now?
Oh.
Now that gets an 8.5. I like the team Salish chant. Very enthusiastic. I'm gonna give you a 9.5.
What?
Good job.
What? 9.5? You're good. You're right. Sorry.
Your motions were sharp. Your high V's and your low V's were correct. So I'm gonna give you guys a 9.5.
Two in a row? Are you kidding?
Now girls, where was the dancing? I'm giving you a 7.
Come on. Dinner, here I come.
Overall impression, 8.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not bad.
What's the final score?
Final is 42.5.
Come on, that is not even, no! Rigged!
Good job. That's crazy, good job to you too.
Okay, I don't know if I would've picked these out, but I mean, they're pretty cute and they're really comfortable. So now I'm gonna do a TikTok, let's do it.
She's TikToking.
I think it's time to open my holiday blanket.
Sandy, Q and Sailor saw the holiday blankets for the first time this year at Target.
Oh,
the snowflakes are cute.
She loves the holiday blankets.
Let's see it. So comfy. I think I low-key might fall asleep. I'm so tired.
She's pretty much all set now, except she's gonna need a bed. This next thing is big because this is gonna get you everything else you need to sleep through the night. The bed, skincare, toothbrush, and toothpaste.
Oh, let's go.
We're gonna play Guess the Family Member. Taylor's gonna be blindfolded wearing noise-canceling headphones so she can't hear anything that's happening. And one of us is gonna be in there with her and she has to figure out which one of us it is. Whoever's in there is going to be speaking in this microphone.
And our voice will sound like this. Are you ready?
Yeah. Cool. Yo, what's good? Hello?
Hello?
Who's your favorite kid?
You know I can't answer that, but it's Hudson.
Oh, this is Hudson. What's your favorite thing to do with me?
What time of year is it?
That's such a Hudson thing to say.
This is too easy. You know what? I'm gonna make her guess all three family members to get her prize.
Is your room messy or clean?
Hudson's room is very messy. I don't approve of it.
Uh-huh. Thank you. This is so obviously Hudson, bro.
Okay, next.
Why do people keep on moving?
I'm a new person. You're gonna have to guess all three of us.
How would you catch me so fast?
Who's your favorite child?
I don't have a favorite child. I love you both the same.
You're talking so weird, bro. Sounds like you're trying to sound like mom, but I don't know if you're actually mom or not. What did we do after gymnastics on Thursday night?
We went to Starbucks.
And what did I get?
That new holiday drink.
Did you stay in the car or did you come with me?
I came with you.
No, you had to stay with Boomer, so you stayed in the car.
I don't think you sound like that.
I think he's trying to sound like calm and like measured.
Yeah, I'm done with you. Next person. I know that's Dad. This is so easy.
Pretend to be me when you go in there.
She knows, it's so obvious. If she gets a bed and if she gets toothbrush and toothpaste and everything, she's definitely gonna stay the night, right? So I need to win this challenge.
Okay, do I like my door to be closed soft or like really hard?
Oh, bro, you slam it.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's true. What does mom always do?
Well, you know, mom's like kind of gentle, you know?
She always closes it so gently, it really annoys me. So mom, if this is you, stop closing it gently, please.
I'll tell her.
Even if she wins this challenge, I have one more thing. You know how she's scared of the clowns, right?
Don't
kill me. Well, I've got the scariest clown coming.
Here?
Yes.
I don't want to be here.
What's my favorite holiday?
Christmas.
So I low-key think this might be my mom.
I'm gonna end this right now.
Oh, and they left. Why does everyone leave? Everyone's so bad at acting.
Salish, it's about time to make a decision. Take off your blindfold.
Oh, wow, it's bright.
You gotta get all three of us right. That's
what
we decided.
Yeah, I know who it was. One, two, three. That was the easiest game I've ever played. Oh, wow.
Toothbrush, toothpaste, skincare, bowl for water, and your bed. Oh, here, can you just move? Can you get out real quick?
No.
Just move out so I can get it in.
Oh, thank you.
You've got food, you've got bedding, you pretty much have everything to stay overnight.
Can you take this thing out?
Okay.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
She doesn't know what's about to hit her.
Oh my God. Nice and comfy now.
She's looking so tired. She is about to go to sleep any minute. I can't let that happen. I have a plan. Honey, come here.
Guys, honestly, living in this elevator isn't bad. It's not something I would do every day, but it's low-key kind of fun. I'm so tired. I honestly think I'm just gonna go to bed now. And then when I wake up, I'm gonna go buy the most expensive dinner in LA. So that's gonna be so fun.
Just tell her like how much you love her. Read her like that book. She might just hate this emotion so much, she might just walk out. And if she doesn't, I'm building up a big plan right now. Good luck.
Hi, Say Say.
Oh God, hi.
She's gonna hate this.
I love being your mom.
Salish might leave because she hates emotion, but if she stays, I've got one big plan. We're gonna make this whole place super dark, have some creepy lighting, and bring in the scariest clown from Not Scary Farm.
Say, are you listening?
Oh my God. Let me go to sleep.
This is Carlos, and he has been at Not Scary Farm for 10 years, and Salish is terrified of clowns. We're gonna make it super creepy and then open the door, let Carlos scare the heck out of her, and she'll go running out of the elevator, and I win a dinner. I will do anything to win because I do not want her to have my credit card.
Say, I'm gonna read you a story. You're trying to go to sleep. Well, this is the perfect opportunity.
You want me to turn you down? You're on the speaker, I could turn you down.
No. I want you to listen to everything that I wanna say. You're growing up.
Okay, and down
and
you go.
And it's so... Wait a minute, you can't.
Turning it off. Good night, Mom. Love you, sweet dreams.
This is a story. Wait.
Well, that fixed that problem. Good night.
Wait, say.
Are you turning me down?
Yeah, Mom, I already turned you off.
She turned off your speaker.
I'm so tired and nobody's letting me sleep.
I'm just coming over to the elevator. You're not getting away.
Oh my God.
It's a little Say holding a little heart.
Salish, if you don't want to hear the story anymore, you can just leave.
So are bunny days. Bunnies.
Anybody who knows Salish knows she doesn't like emotion. This might be the worst of all time for her. Trapped in an elevator, listening to her mother read her a bedtime story and say how much she loves her. Doesn't get any worse for Salish, except maybe scary clowns.
There are golden days for firecracker popping. The end.
Finally. Oh my God.
I'm going to bed.
Thank you. Finally.
If this prank doesn't work and she stays in the elevator, basically she wins this challenge because I got nothing left. She'll just go to sleep, wake up in the morning, and it's over. So this is my last chance. Good night, Say.
Good night.
Love you.
Love you.
Okay. That's creepy. She's gonna freak out. Sandy, cue what happened last time she was with clowns.
What?
She doesn't have Nadal here to hide behind this time. She's gonna freak out. I'm about to win dinner.
What's happening? Oh my God.
Well, hello, little girl. Can I read you a bedtime story? Can you speak? Come with me.
What happened?
That was it.
You were supposed
she's
to scare
scared.
Her.
She's not afraid of clowns.
She's afraid of clowns. I know she is.
I can see it in her eyes. She's not afraid of clowns.
Really? Being scared of clowns is so last week. Good night.
What?
I told you. You lost the bet.
What? You want to just have dinner right now?
Yeah.
All right, fine. You win. Come on, let's go.
Yay!
What the heck?
I missed house. Yay!
Where are we going to dinner?
Oh, you don't have to go far, Dad. Come on. I got the most expensive dinner in LA for the crew.
Yay!
Keep saying it.